This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
This is the news you missed. From the FM 99 studios in Chesapeake, here's Rick Rumble.
Thank you once again, Kira O'Brien. Welcome to the news you missed here on this Mayflower Marathon Friday morning. We are 17 days after the election, and the counts continue. You know, I can remember a time in my life when being 17 days late meant a panicky phone call from your girlfriend. This week, the president's campaign team sent $3 million to Wisconsin for a partial recount in the Milwaukee area. They had to pay because the margin of victory was not close enough to warrant an actual state-funded recount. But in Michigan, two Republican officials refused to certify the election results, then agreed to after getting a commitment from the Secretary of State to look into what they were calling irregularities. Then the Secretary of State of Michigan said the agreement wasn't really binding, so those officials tried to take back their certification after the president called one of them personally. He called a county vote person personally.
Yeah.
By the way, they've invited the entire legislature of Michigan to the White House today.
Yep.
He's meeting with them, ostensibly, where it's believed he's going to challenge them to a game of rock, paper, scissors for all the votes in Wayne County. That's what they say.
Risky move.
It is exhausting just reading this. I am winded. I got nothing.
You need to sit down?
Yeah. By the way, Secretary of State of Michigan says, you can't take it back. You signed it already. On the coronavirus front, it was discovered this week that the virus can linger in the testicles. Doctors say if you are an anti-masking camper, then you're really going to hate the new cork mandate. Sorry, man. I got my cork in. Officials at Boeing and the Federal Aviation Administration say that they've made the necessary fixes, and they're ready to put the 737 MAX back up in the air.
Yay.
Said a spokesman for the Airline Pilots Union, you do know what year this is, right?
Hey, dumbass.
Oh.
You really want to tempt that?
Dumb. Well, you know, let's see. You know how we always believe that our phones are always listening and our smart speakers are always collecting our data? Add this to the list. Your Roomba may be spying on you.
What?
Oh, do you have a Roomba?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had one.
Didn't yours go through dog poop?
Yeah, and dog hair. Oh. I mean, yeah, mine did not survive three Huskies.
No. Researchers at the University of Maryland have found a way to use the Roomba's laser navigation system to eavesdrop on your conversations.
Wow.
Effectively turning it into sound waves that they can hear.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not that interesting.
No. Well, here's the thing. Fortunately, most of those conversations are like, hey, do you have to run that thing right now? I'm trying to watch my show.
Is that loud?
Yes, it's distracting. But you don't care. You just do things for you.
I'm going to my mother's house.
Fine. That's all you're going to hear.
Yep.
And finally this morning, the Vatican is now asking Instagram how the Pope's official account was able to put a like on a picture of a Brazilian lingerie model this week. Rather than go back at them and say, you know, the old-fashioned way with one long, holy, bony finger. Yeah. Instagram says, no, we'll look into it. We're sure there's a mix-up here.
Yeah.
The Vatican also asked how an account registered to Jesus was able to add to its story. It's a little, don't we know the story? Kind of weird, unless the sky opens. Hey, every week, stories of all kinds make up the news, but so do I. From the news you missed here on FM 99, I am Rick Rumble.